97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
It's Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors, the podcast exclusive, and the man cannot stay away long. He's on vacation, but Tony Colombo is going to join me here on this podcast exclusive so we can dig into the dirt of what's going on his vacation in Orlando, because Disney World, as we mentioned on the radio show, is kind of a country of its own. They've got their own energy service, their own water system, everything, and any kind of food you can dream of. And of course, the amusement parks, but there's so many great outdoor things that we were talking about. But I'm still hung up on this America's Escape Game, Crisis at 1600. I don't know when this thing began, but why would they have this as an attraction, though? That just blows me away, especially since, January 6th events. Tony, welcome to the podcast exclusive. I feel weird even saying that, but hey, buddy, how are you?
Hey, what's happening? I'm in the great outdoors, the definition of the great outdoors. 10 feet behind me is a beach, and 10 feet in front of me is a swimming pool. And wow. I'm laying down between the two.
Are you getting burnt?
It is. You know what? Yes. Actually,
it's because you shaved your head before you left.
I am a little bit red. I'm getting a little bit red. So I'm going to have to be careful for the rest of this trip to not let that get out of control.
But this is your family's only destination for vacation, it sounds like. I mean, as long as I've known you, year and a half now, you have only taken vacation to Disney World.
Well, it's one of the few things open.
Yeah, we try to go at least once a year. Like I said on the show, our kids are all 7 years apart. So right now we just, our 17-year-old daughter, who's a senior in high school, was able to take her senior pictures down here on this trip. We have a 10-year-old daughter, and our son turned 4 on this trip. So it was kind of a double trip. It was his birthday and for her and for our oldest senior pictures. But it's the only place that we can take, you know, a teenager, a kid, and a toddler, and they all enjoy it equally. So it's just now, a perfect getaway for our family.
You're an adult, but you're a kid at heart. I've got to ask you, though, you're a teenager, senior in high school. Was there any regret or like, Dad, do I have to go on this trip? I mean, is there anything like that? Or she just loves it because
the whole
family Tinkerbell.
Loves it.
She loves it. They all have their own like special Disney areas. Like the older kid loves Peter Pan, like Carl said, and she loves like the rides, like the Haunted Mansion. And, you know, so she has her things that she loves. Maggie, our middle daughter, loves Lilo and Stitch. And, you know, so she likes to go and see that stuff. Our youngest is a big, you know, like Toy Story kid. So they all have their own Disney things that they love. So, yeah, no, none of them, they're all super excited. They want to come as often as possible. None of them, and it's like I said, it's the only place that they don't fight about, we don't want to go there, or why are we going somewhere for her, or this is just for him, or this is for babies, or James isn't big enough to go there. You know, like, none of those arguments happen.
And Bo, I'm sorry, Bo.
It's a whole different bunch of arguments, actually.
Well, you know, and then people don't understand that Tony doesn't care for roller coasters. So some of the rides that his kids want to go on to, he's like, go ahead.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I'm a big baby when it comes to roller coasters.
Let's forget about the kids right now. What is the one thing that you want to do every time you go to Disney World? You and what does your wife want to do when she goes down there?
You know what? I could, as we talked a little bit on the show about some of the extracurricular activities, like the bass fishing excursion and the camping and the horseback riding, I could come down here without the kids and just stay at the resort.
And drink.
And just sit by the pool, sit at the beach. Have a cocktail here and there, eat a bunch of great food, and just relax and take it slow.
Relax, yeah.
And that would be no problem with me whatsoever. I could go to Disney and not even walk into a park and just absolutely love it.
Or stay at the resort.
Yeah.
So is it similar? is it similar with kids like on a cruise ship? You know, they have, you know, team leaders and group leaders and, you know, kids clubs and things. Are there moments where you and your wife can maybe have a little romantic time during these vacations down to Disney World, or are the kids always around?
So, as we talked about on the show a little bit about some of the things that are still closed because of COVID, there are some of those activities where the kids can go and spend, you know, a couple hours, you know, with another group of kids and Disney cast members and go on their own little thing or play a kids game or whatever. And the parents can go have dinner or go have some romantic time. but right now the spots that are like that I'm aware of are closed right now. Just like so many of those sort of, extra perks that, have been closed because of COVID. But yeah, normally the answer would be yes. Right now the answer is no.
When I was on the cruise line.
How is the population?
Go ahead. When I was on the cruise line, we never saw our daughter except for dinner and bedtime. Because because they have stuff. They have stuff for littles. They have stuff for kids. They have stuff for tweens, and they have stuff for teens. So
yeah,
their entire day is not with you. So if you want to have alone time with your significant other, you have a lot of it.
Yeah.
There you go. And welcome another child into the family. So, because I'm sure they encourage that.
Yes, they
do. But there's a lot of adults that go down there with no children. They just, just go down there and it's a romantic thing. It's a fantasy world. They go down and enjoy it. But I've got to ask you, and I've been meaning to ask you, Tony, what's the population like? Is it just slammed down there, or is it just like you got the park to yourself?
So I don't know what the technical number is right now, but the park's
35%.
There's a 35%. There you go.
35%.
The parks are only at 35% capacity. But if you're used to Disney, when you walk into a park and you look around, you can tell that the crowds are light. But again, because of so many different, there's a lot of shows that are closed. There's a lot of restaurants that are closed. So the people that are here are kind of concentrated into the things that are open, so the lines are not any shorter than a normal Disney trip because the people can't be quite as spread out. There's not as many activities available, not as many, places to go that are open. So the lines are still definitely Disney lines, even though it's not technically nearly as crowded. But it definitely pays off, like at the resort, at the pools and stuff, because there's less people in the resort, there's less people in the pool, you do get an advantage. You do get an advantage in those areas, but unfortunately, the lines are still pretty brutal.
Well, and I think with Florida being one of the most open states as far as business is concerned, Disney is still trying to cover their butt and go by these restrictions to keep people safe, because it's a real thing. As we talk about it, I'm waiting to hear from my dad's doctor in New Jersey because he's been in the hospital for a week with COVID and pneumonia. I think the main reason of this conversation, Tony, is to let people know that on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, a lot of people look at Disney World as a lifetime goal to get there at some point in their life. You're a unique situation because this is the only place your family wants to vacation, but, just to be able to talk about the fishing opportunities, swimming with manatees, kayaking in a crystal clear kayak and these kinds of, there's all kinds of outdoor activities. So if you're in Missouri listening to this program, or Illinois going, we need to go on vacation, this is just more data for you to make that decision to go to the right place, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. The bass fishing here is awesome. Like I'm talking about in Disney World, in those fishing excursions, or even if you want to try, just come down and, if you're staying in a resort and you just want to try it yourself, but on those excursions, you have a guide with you in a boat and they take you, the hot spots where it's going to be even better. And obviously this is not an open to the public situation. So these fish are not, there's not any pressure on these fish here. So, it's a great place for that. It's a great place for camping. It's a great place for horseback riding. It's a great place for golfing. There's plenty of, opportunities to enjoy the great outdoors while you're here as well. It's Disney. They try to cater to everybody.
Family friendly though.
They do.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no doubt. But it's
do they have their own RV resort down there?
Yes. Yes, Fort Wilderness.
It's on property?
Yes. They have RVs. You should see it at Christmas time. Everyone's driving around in their golf carts, and they do up the RVs and the campers all nice for Christmas. Starting at Halloween, it's its own place. And then they have tent camping as well. It's actually the cheapest place on property to stay.
Doggone it, yeah. Because I'll just let both of you know, even though we're on the podcast exclusive right now, that I do have a line into a person that is a representative from the St. Louis RV Association that I was going to put on this week for the show with your absence, but now we have you here, Tony. But maybe in the next week or two, we can get them on, because that's obviously a great destination if you're in the RV lifestyle.
Wouldn't you love to stay at Fort Wilderness?
I could live in an RV and be the happiest, I was going to say happiest camper. Unironically, I was about to say I was a happy camper. No, these new RVs, they have everything you need. It's pretty high quality stuff. And that would not be a bad way to retire, is to live in an RV and travel around the world. They're pretty sweet.
I would say so, with fireplaces and slide outs and all that good stuff. So yeah, we can talk to him at some point, but the RV lifestyle, that's not camping, that's glamping, as they call it. That term.
No, I didn't, but now I do.
Tony, okay. One more thing, Tony. I just looked up Hall of Presidents is currently closed for refurbishment. So
you can't see the Joe Biden.
He's there, but you can't see him.
Animatronic.
He's trapped in the basement.
Was it a big news week back home?
Nope, don't even worry about it.
Nope, we're not telling you anything. You can find out all about Andrew Cuomo when you get back.
We're trying to save you, man.
I didn't want details. I just wanted to know if it was busy or not.
All I'm going to say is they're trying to remove the sole use of the nuclear codes from our president.
Okay.
What?
Well, yeah. Can't wait to catch up on that one.
Go back to the
maybe he addresses it. Maybe he addresses it in the Hall of Presidents. I'll go ask him.
Okay, yeah, you do that. Break in, because that's what they do. Anyway, Tony Colombo in Orlando at Disney World. Thanks for the sneak preview of what's going on down there. Safe travels back here, and I've enjoyed this podcast exclusive, hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, thanks for taking a few minutes. I appreciate it, and I'll see everybody back in St. Louis next week.
Okay, sounds good, Tony. Appreciate it. Enjoy your time down there. Carl, thank you. On behalf of Carl Middleman, Tony Colombo, thanks for listening to the podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Have a great week.
See you, boys, from the happiest place on earth.